Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We have some major breaking news that not enough people are talking about. Hours ago, a clip went viral of Donald Trump getting confronted about the cuts to the National Weather Service. He gets asked whether or not these cuts led to more deaths during the catastrophic flooding in Texas. I'll play this clip in 1 second, but let me just point out, nobody can stop a natural disaster. No one's going to claim that Trump should have stopped the natural disaster, but there have been mechanisms in place for decades where meteorologists and professionals and scientists can coordinate all day long, all night long, and make sure that communities are safe and alert if something were to pop up of this caliber. Yet Donald Trump and his administration cut those mechanisms, cut that infrastructure, so it is his fault. He did lead directly to more deaths. And while I was watching this clip that went rather viral very quickly, I realized in the top right corner, CNN said that he was in Morristown, New Jersey. Now, I knew he was at one of his clubs partying throughout the 4th of July weekend, but I didn't exactly realize that it was his golf course. This means there was a very high likelihood that Trump was golfing, chilling, and relaxing while people were missing. Dozens of people dead. At the time of recording this video, 78 have been confirmed dead nationwide. Of course, this is subject to change, but 28 children are among the deceased, and 41 people remain missing in the state as of late Sunday. This happened a lot in Kerr County, Travis County, Torn Green County, Williamson County, and other areas in Texas. But Donald Trump, he doesn't care. He was on the golf course. I found this article that further substantiated this. NORAD intercepts plane in Trump's Bedminster no-fly zone. Officials warn pilots about entering restricted New Jersey airspace during Trump's stay. I then found an article that reads, Trump slammed for hiding on golf course as Texas flood death toll rises to 70 and 11 girls missing. How about this? There's a website called Donald Trump Golf Tracker. It just reads, did Trump golf today? And he has golfed more than most other presidents in history. You see a massive amount of red days, but let's go to early July and let's see what it says. On the 5th and the 6th, he was in Bedminster, New Jersey, and he was golfing. We also have this. Donald Trump is in New Jersey today, July 6th, and was at or near his private golf club. Multiple reports confirm that U.S. Air Force fighter jets intercepted an aircraft that entered restricted airspace over the golf course, indicating his presence at the location. Additional reporting states that Trump and the First Lady are visiting the Trump National Golf Club for Independence Day weekend. Based on these reports, Donald Trump is in Morristown, New Jersey today for activities at his Bedminster Golf Club, and it's highly likely he is golfing or present at his golf course. Absolutely despicable. And as Trump claims in this clip that the cuts to the NWS had nothing to do with it, I want to provide pushback. Very quickly, you're currently watching the Adam Mockler channel. We are building something called Mockler Media, as you can see down here. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed so we can continue to break stories. We can continue to punch back against MAGA as this election cycle gets closer and closer. We're able to actually platform politicians who we like, and we're able to push back against politicians we don't like. We're going to use this platform for some amazing things, so drop a like, make sure you subscribe, and let me just lay the groundwork with this. As floods hit, key roles were vacant at Weather Service offices in Texas. Some experts say staff shortages might have complicated forecasters' ability to coordinate responses with local emergency management officials. We'll read this further, but listen to Trump being asked about this exact thing while on his Morristown, New Jersey tarmac.
Okay.
Are you investigating whether some of the cuts to the federal government left key vacancies at the National Weather Service or in the emergency coordination?
No, they did not.
They did. I'll tell you, if you look at that, that what a situation that all is, and that was really the Biden setup. That was not our setup, but I wouldn't blame Biden for it either. I would...
You just did blame Biden. What are you talking about? He said that was the Biden setup, but I wouldn't blame Biden. But it's not. You cut a massive amount of the workforce just months ago.
Just say this is a 100-year catastrophe, and it's just so horrible to watch.
What do you mean this is a 100-year catastrophe? He keeps putting numbers like on events. He called it the 12-day war, and he acted like that made it incredibly meaningful. He calls it the 100-year catastrophe. Is he referring to his own life? He's 80 years old, and he's a catastrophe. But as he says that, I have more clips to play, but as he says that, again, this article reads, crucial positions at the local offices of the National Weather Service were unfilled as severe rainfall inundated parts of central Texas on Friday morning, prompting some experts to question whether staffing shortages made it harder for the forecasting agency to coordinate with local emergency managers as floodwaters rose. Here's the difference between Trump and someone like Biden. Biden actually did his daily press briefings and asked questions to the people around him, so he understood when threats arose, how to take preventative measures, how to make sure that we have infrastructure in place that provides us a return on investment. For example, we have flood prevention mechanisms that cost $2 billion, but they save us $40 billion. Trump, on the other hand, he doesn't do his daily press briefings. He gets tricked over and over and over by Vladimir Putin and other world leaders. He repeatedly makes short-sighted decisions like cutting USAID, cutting funding to infrastructure that helps people. I mean, here's Trump. Here's how you know he doesn't do his daily press briefings. Here's Trump talking about Putin.
Well, you said you had a strategic call with Zelensky the other day. What strategy did you
decide? I thought it was a good call. He's being hit very hard, as I said he would. He's being hit very hard, and I was very disappointed with my call with President Putin. I was very disappointed.
Dude, we're like 6 months in and you're just now disappointed. You should have entered the presidency disappointed that he launched this war. You should have gone hard and been pissed at him. But Trump does this thing where he acts like an authoritarian leader in every single scenario, except when he's actually dealing with authoritarians. Then he's fighting fire with water. Like, he'll talk to Canada and he'll say that Trudeau should be our governor. We should invade Canada. He says that we're going to tariff every country across the planet. He does this insane shit when it comes to our allies. And then when it comes to our enemies, he is just so incredibly soft and docile the entire time. Here's Trump being asked if he plans on visiting Texas, and he says he's going to hold off a few days. He's going to hold off a while.
I would just say this is a 100-year catastrophe, and it's just so horrible to watch.
Are you planning to visit Texas, Mr. President?
Probably on Friday. We wanted to leave a little time. I would have done it today, but we'd just be in their way, probably Friday.
I guess he learned from the hurricane. When he was campaigning, he visited multiple towns that hurricanes had struck, and there were reports from locals that his envoy, you know, the security necessary for a presidential candidate and former president to campaign, the envoy obstructed help vehicles. So this dude just can't do anything right. He is a catastrophe, and I do want to say, it's been a grim week, not only in terms of the big, ugly bill passing, but also the deaths in Texas. So make sure you let me know how you're holding up in the comment section. I really do appreciate all of you. I'm eternally grateful. If you live in Texas, we're all praying for you. If you believe in God, make sure you're praying. I hope everyone in Texas is safe, and I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
FinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit FinQuest.com for more details.